So the question is, what themes do you think Lord Uxbridge's limb or its history helps us to understand, and what do we need to know about the object to make sense of it? I think the themes are that this is an object which has a lot of history around it in terms of battle trauma, loss of limbs, loss of dignity, suffering, and the limb particularly reminds us of rehabilitation and the complications of surgery and the price to humanity of conflict. It also tells us a little bit to remember who did an operation to remove the limb, what instruments were used, and the technique, and also what available rehabilitation was there to soldiers of higher or lower ranks after wartime, over 200 years ago, which is very different to today, to the provision of support, the medical support that soldiers get after injury. What do we need to know about the object to make sense of it? Well, the actual limb itself is an extremely expensive, innovative object, pivotal to rehabilitation of Lord Uxbridge, who later became the Marquess of Anglesey. It was made by James Pott of Chelsea in London, probably cost today equivalent thousands of pounds. There were three of them made. One of them is in Plasnewith, in Uxbridge's home near the Menai Straits on Anglesey. Another one is in the Household Cavalry Museum in Whitehall, and the other is appropriately lodged at the Waterloo Museum in Belgium, near Brussels. One could talk about its construction, and that will probably follow in another question. So I think it gives an idea of suffering, of humanity, of surgery, and of rehabilitation.